I'm still, you know, coming back from the last segment. Glad to have you here on a Friday. It's the Steve Gerber Show. You can follow us at stevegerber.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and americasvoicenews.com. All places you can check in with what we have going on here. So great to have you along for the conversation. Here just last week, we learned that there's a major spend being laid out for six states, including Michigan, $250 million across these six battleground states. And it's all part of the America First Action PAC. It's a pro-Trump PAC, as you would figure. Kelly Sadler, the Director of Communications at America First Policies and America First Action. Kelly, welcome back to the program. Good to have you here. So let's talk a little bit about the priorities. First of all, what was the criteria for your spend? This is a significant amount of money, $250 million. You're very serious about keeping this president in the White House. Michigan, you know, a couple of years ago, you never would have thought would be in this mix of being a state that is right on the front lines. But after Donald Trump's big surprise here, surprise to some, we're right in the middle of it, aren't we?
Yeah, you're absolutely right in the middle of it. And, you know, we are targeting Michigan as a must-win state for the president in his reelection. As you said, we have six states, and they have the most electoral votes, and they're the most expensive to play in. So we are helping out the campaign in Michigan, the reelect campaign in Michigan, by, you know, targeting specific messages to your state that resonate. And one of those things is the USMCA. In the passage of that, we need Nancy Pelosi to bring this up for a vote. The president laid out in the fact that he was going to negotiate NAFTA, and he has successfully done that, you know, and it would bring, you know, $34 billion in new automotive manufacturing investments and $23 billion in new automotive purchases, 76,000 new jobs in the sector in the first 5 years. So this is an accomplishment for the president that we'll be touting, and Michigan is very important to us to hold.
Well, you know, as I look at the USMCA, it's important for all the states that border Canada. And one of the states that's also critical is Pennsylvania. If you look back at 2016, there's no question that Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania were the three pivotal states that the Democrats took for granted, and Donald Trump did not. Now, right after the 2018 midterm elections, I gave a warning to both sides. Number one, to Donald Trump, that he needed to reconnect in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and the upper Midwest to make sure that he holds on to those middle-class working voters that propelled him over the finish line. And for the Democrats, I warned them of overplaying their hand, thinking they had a bigger mandate than they really did. The Democrats didn't listen. It seems the Trump campaign and folks like yourselves are listening because you realize how important it is. Now, when you look at the election upcoming, jobs are important. The USMCA is important, but what are some of the other issues that you think are going to come to the top of the conversation around the dinner table?
Well, you know, the opioids crisis is a huge crisis that's affecting, you know, pretty much every family. And the president has allocated new funds. He's declared it a national.
All right, hold on one second. Hold on one second there, Kelly. We got a bit of a tough connection here with you. I'm not quite sure why. A bit of a tough connection. We have Kelly Sadler, the Director of Communications at America First Policies and America First Action. And as these things go on occasion, you have a little bit of a tough connection. Do you want to rehook that or do you want it to keep going, Alex? All right, why don't we go ahead and see if we can. Kelly, can you hear me now? All right, we're having some difficulty here. So we're going to go ahead and reconnect that because it's critical that we consider these states and the critical swing states that are in play as they always are. Include places like Florida and North Carolina and Iowa, Michigan, Pennsylvania. These are all states that the margins were not wide, and they will be critical come 2020. And I come back to what I've discussed with you in the past, and that is the Trump White House, the Trump administration, has to connect with the middle-class people that feel that they have been forgotten. I live in what we call forgotten America. I live in Michigan. And I know that people here have felt that they were left behind in many cases. Michigan took it tougher on the chin during the recession than almost every other state. Two other states came close, that being California and Nevada. And I also believe, despite what you're being told in the polling numbers right now, that if the election were held today, I don't believe that Joe Biden would do very well. I think Joe Biden is struggling to find a real clear message, a coherent message. He's not taking questions from reporters out on the campaign trail. Instead, he's keeping people at arm's length, and he hasn't given any real policy speeches. So what does that tell you? Joe Biden right now is trying to win a popularity contest. The problem is, if he tries to win a popularity contest without substance, in the end it falls apart. And you end up with what happened in 1984 or in 1972, and it'll bring it back full circle. Are we back? All right, nothing there. All right, so there it is. And this is also an indication the $250 million coming from America First Action, that $250 million, the first indication of how much money is really going to be spent. Think about 2016. Hillary Clinton spent $1 billion trying to be president, $1 billion trying to be president, and came up short. Right now, we're about to see the most heavily invested election of our time ever. You've got critical congressional seats up for grabs. You've got very serious Senate seats that will be very important. Cory Gardner in Colorado comes to mind. Gary Peters in Michigan. These are people that have the possibility of having competitive races. And if the Republicans want to hold on to the United States Senate, they have to defend 22 seats. Now, they do come in with an advantage insofar as you've got Doug Jones in Alabama, who is, well, he's an accidental tourist. Let's not kid ourselves. Doug Jones in Alabama has difficulty getting over the hump. And that's why coming into this race in Michigan, where you've got Gary Peters, for example, a fairly weak Democrat senator, could be vulnerable if the right Republican gets in the race. And that's all part of the strategy. Kelly Sadler back with us now. And Kelly, as you look at these issues, obviously it's not just getting the president elected. It's finding a good challenger to Gary Peters in Michigan to make sure that Cory Gardner hangs on in Colorado. You've got a lot of priorities to take care of, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that we saw in the midterms is that when the president's not on the ballot, we have a lot of voters out there who are not motivated to get out and vote. And so we're optimistic come 2020, when the president is on the ballot, that he can support some of the candidates down the ticket. So we are optimistic with that, and we're optimistic, quite frankly, with our message and what he's done and the accomplishments that he's achieved, and kind of being an outsider and smashing some of these things that we were told was the status quo, like your job's not coming back, for example.
And here are the jobs, and growth is at 3.2%, and the unemployment rate is 3.6%. Hard for the Democrats to run against that, which is maybe why Joe Biden is not going to the microphones anywhere quite yet. I mean, honestly, what's he got to sell? The Obama years? Kelly, I know we got interrupted for a moment, but I'll give you the last word. What's going to make the difference in the states that you're investing in?
Well, what's going to make the difference is, you know, we have a great turnout, you know, door-to-door plan that's going from the RNC. So we're going to have boots on the ground. The campaign is robust, and it's messaging kind of the national message. And we're going to get into Michigan, and we're going to do some focus testing and some polling to see what issues the people of Michigan care the most about. And then we'll be defining our opponent and messaging the positive. If you look at Joe Biden, everyone says he can win the Rust Belt, but he voted for NAFTA, and now he's for illegal immigrants getting free health care. Some of his positions he's flip-flopped on, and I just don't quite know how that's going to resonate with Rust Belt voters.
Well, Kelly, have a great weekend. I am quite sure you and I will talk again very soon. Kelly Sadler, Director of Communications at America First Policies and America First Action. Have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
You too. Thank you.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked,
something smells good.
For all the clothes dried, for all the hot showers, there's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
When it comes to running a small business, running is the operative word. You want your business running smoothly, running efficiently, basically running itself. And no one helps your business and your tech run better than Staples. Need a new laptop or desktop? Have outdated software? Run to Staples for the latest and greatest. Need help with data transfer or virus detection? Run right to Staples Tech Services counter. Because at Staples, that's our mission, keeping your business running. Hardware, software, accessories. Run to your local Staples now for all your tech needs.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
1 in 4 patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.